I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi-Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, we just got through Halloween, and now we have our first big Christmas-themed event. You can get into the holiday spirit this weekend by visiting the Crosby Mansion in Brewster. Tell us about this.
Well, the Nauset Garden Club is decorating the 35-room mansion for Tis the Season tours from 10 to 4 Friday through Sunday. The idea is to provide some holiday inspiration, so each of the rooms is going to have a different theme. They've got a florist shop, holidays in Tuscany, a bountiful Thanksgiving, the 12 days of Christmas, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Cape Cod Yesterdays, and a lot more. There's also going to be a holiday boutique of handmade gifts, plus cookies and hot cider. So we're into the season.
It's hard to believe. There's a new festival happening this weekend at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth that allows visitors to watch artists at work and make art themselves.
Well, the Cultural Center now has artist studios, and people have really enjoyed seeing works in progress. And artists have said they actually have changed their art based on conversations with people coming by. So the center decided to make this on a much bigger scale and created the first Revelry Festival. There's going to be 15 artists and 9 makers working in every part of the Cultural Center from 10 to 5 on Saturday and then noon to 5 on Sunday. And there's going to be a wrap party from 5 to 7 on Sunday that's open to the public and includes refreshments. The paint are going to be working on their interpretations of a poem called The Sea. Then the makers on hand are going to be doing what they do. There's going to be wood turners, a metalwork artist, glass artists, potters, and even a chocolatier. So you can see them at work and do a little bit yourself. Artwork created during the weekend, you can buy or you can bid on it for a silent auction.
The Cape Conservatory in Falmouth and West Barnstable is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, and it will debut a new piece of music on Sunday to celebrate.
John Yankee is the artistic director of the Cape Cod Children's Chorus at the Conservatory, but he also works with other different music groups on the Cape. And Stephanie Weaver, who heads up the Conservatory, heard the music that he wrote when the Falmouth Chorale had a big anniversary. So she got him to compose a piece for the Conservatory that's based on a quote that music is the fair and glorious gift of God. And the Children's Chorus, the Cape Youth Orchestra, and the Conservatory Youth Ballet are all going to work together to perform it. That will be part of a concert at 6 o'clock on Sunday at the Tilden Arts Center at Cape Cod Community College. And then there's going to be other performances by those groups and other conservatory groups, including the Sea Jazz, which is a jazz ensemble of age 12 to adult, and the Conservatory Jazz Big Band and the Adult All-Stars.
Rory Marcus is a screenwriter who wrote a script for a science fiction adventure, and now that story is being interpreted in an unusual way at a local art gallery.
Yes, this story was called The Seven Thunders, and it was about young heroes saving the Earth when some villains speed up global warming. So 18 artists took Rory's idea and created artwork in oil, print, collage, photography, and glass. Then Rory took their art and used that to create a short film with her story. So that artwork is going to be on exhibit through December 30th at Miller White Fine Arts Gallery in South Dennis, and there's going to be an opening reception for that from 5 to 7 on Friday.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.